Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Miss Black Rain.
And this is our Prosecco podcast. Do we still call it a Prosecco podcast? Because we're not drinking Prosecco, although it is kind of called that. But also, it's now also a video cast and podcast. So it's either or. So you could be watching or listening to this on various platforms.
I think you're just overcomplicating.
Am I?
Yeah, just call it the Prosecco podcast.
Okay.
It was born out of Prosecco.
It was born out of Prosecco, actually. Most good ideas are.
Yeah.
Most things in life are born out of Prosecco.
Yeah, most good things. Born out of Prosecco.
Yeah. So we are covering today, we've done a little bit of travel in another podcast. And this time we're going to cover places that we'd love to go but haven't been yet. So kind of holiday destinations that we really want to go to.
Mm.
So I've got a massive list, actually. So many places.
I'd love to travel the whole world. So yeah. I could literally talk about this forever.
I would love to just win the lottery, buy a big plot of land and start having stables and things created to be an animal sanctuary when I got back from my year of traveling the world.
Yeah, I think I'd go for a good couple of years.
Yeah.
I think that would be the first thing I'd do if I won the lottery. I think I'd be the same as you. I'd buy a property here that could be getting sorted out, and then I think I'd literally just go for a good couple of years, all different places. And obviously then you've got the money to do it really nicely as well, and just go to everywhere, every place I'd ever want to go.
Yeah, so I start one place I've always had a massive obsession with, Egypt and Egyptian history. So I would love to go to Egypt. And I know it's not necessarily that safe at the moment. And a lot of people also say, even when you do get there, it's all built up and it's not exactly what you expect. I'd like to just do a Nile cruise, literally do stops off all of the temples, and just see the history. I'm not interested in going to Sharm or something for a week in a resort, because I can go to Spain for a week in a resort and get heat. I want to do the actual history, the culture.
Yeah, and it's funny actually you say that, because I'm very much like that. I used to collect Egyptian magazines and stuff like that when I was younger. So that is definitely one place that I would love to go. But for the same reason as you, to do the history. I don't want to go to a resort.
Yeah, you don't need to.
My mum went, but they just literally stayed in the resort and snorkeled, and that's fine. But I actually want to go and see the...
Yeah, I don't want to snorkel, because didn't someone just get eaten by a shark? Near Sharm or something.
Yeah, that's the problem with that place and places like that in particular, is what they do is they do cage diving, don't they, with sharks. But to get the sharks to come, they chum water. So as soon as you start chumming the water, it's easy food for sharks. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to hang around there. So then when you get in the bloody sea, what do you think is going to happen?
And it's not the shark's fault, because you're in their territory. But then people clubbed that shark to death. They caught it and they clubbed it to death. It's like the shark was just being a shark. You were an idiot swimming in its sea.
See, and this is the crap that pisses me off, because the reason the sharks are coming in that close is because you're out chumming the water so that you could have a good old gulp while you're standing in the cage. If they didn't do that, they wouldn't be coming in that close for food.
No.
So it's your own bloody fault. You shouldn't be clubbing the shark to death. You should be clubbing the people to death that keep chumming the water.
Yeah, stupid. But yeah, I mean, you can go to many places where it's literally just beach holiday. You can get a package holiday to Tenerife and you're going to get the heat and you're going to get a tan.
Yeah.
So I think going all that way for that is...
That's not my idea. I want to go for the history.
Yeah, I actually went to a mind, body, spirit thing. It was the first one I went to in London with my mom years ago. And somebody told me that in my past life, I was an Egyptian high priestess.
This would not even surprise me. You've got Cleopatra written all over your face.
Yeah, and that's like everybody though, isn't it? Yeah. But I have, definitely. So, yeah, I don't know why. I've always had a fascination with that. I'd love to go to Peru and do Machu Picchu.
I'd like to go to Mexico and do the Mayan period
yes,
pyramids
done,
as well.
I've done some of the Mayan temples. I've done the Chichen Itza in Mexico. So that we did as a proper tour, so they tell you all the history and like what went on there.
Yeah.
And there's a few. We did Coba. And there was one of them we climbed. I can't remember if it was Coba or if it was another one. We did three of the temples, basically. And one of them, it was like, I think it was Coba. It was meant to be the last year you'd be able to climb it before they stop you. I think they stopped people climbing Chichen Itza because someone fell off and died, which, you know, it's understandable. It's dangerous. But actually, Coba, it's like big steps. And you are going up, basically, the pyramid. And it's, but when you get to the top, like my ex, we weren't really getting on at the time. And he was just like gone. In fact, he's an ex I forget about. I don't call him my ex. He was a blip, that one. But he was like, well, he just went up to the top and kind of left me. And I was like, these are big steps for little legs like me. So I made my way, got up there in the end. But when you're at the top, you're literally looking down on the jungle floor. So you're seeing the tops of the trees and then there's vultures flying.
Wow.
It's incredible. So yeah, the views are incredible. And we saw loads of those big blue butterflies. They were really cool. And these animals, I was like, I've never even seen this. They're called coatis. And they're like these little, they're sort of a bit raccoon-like. They're really cool. But if you go to Mexico, I'd love to go with you, actually. I'd love to go back to Mexico when I'm not with the blip.
Yeah.
I just spend a lot of time on my own doing things. We'd go and do things, but we'd just do it. We'd like go to places together, but we'd just go off on our own.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I'm good with that. That was fine.
I'd love to go back there. I was watching a program the other day where, not go back there, go there. I was watching a program the other day where they were actually exploring Mayan underwater caves.
Yeah, this is the cenotes.
Yeah, and that was really interesting. When I was watching that, that really interested me. And they were going into caves as well. They went into one cave. This one wasn't underwater, but they went into it where they were obviously sacrificing people and laying people as offerings to the gods. And no, that was underwater. And he'd gone underwater and then gone under another cave. And the bloke hosting the program was like, it's weird. Because they wouldn't have had, because they went down in snorkel gear, and he's like, they wouldn't have had oxygen or anything. He would have had to swim, hold his breath, swim quite far, and to go underneath another cave just to place these remains in a certain way as an offering. It was really interesting, but yeah, I'd like to do that.
It's really quite. So the cenotes, there's over 2,000 of them that they know, and it's basically where the asteroid hit the Earth that started the extinction of the dinosaurs. It caused all these sinkholes in Mexico. And so there's 2,000 that they know, but there's more. Mm-hmm. And some of them are like, as big as this rug. Some of them are huge. There's like the Grand Cenote, which is massive. You've got all these vines hanging down. And they've like created steps and stuff to get down to some of them. The first one I went to was a better one for me. And it was smaller. So it was, the first bit was like a bit bigger than this space. But then you can swim in it, and then you swim into a cave, and there's all these bats flying around your head and little fish nibbling at you. But I mean, I don't really like swimming where I can't touch floor, and you can't see how deep they are. They can be super, super deep. Some of them are like, really deep. You don't know. But for some reason, it was just such a magical experience that I just kind of was like, okay, I'm doing it. I mean, it's really still water.
Yeah.
So there's no currents. So maybe that's why it's not scary, because it's, it's still. So. But yeah, that was incredible. So I definitely recommend go there. I'd love to go back and do Mexico again. And not necessarily six. We stayed in Cancun, and that's very touristy. So, it's unnecessary to, unless you're doing a resort holiday, which again, you could go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm probably not saying Cancun, stay in Tulum or something and just kind of be a bit more in the culture.
Yeah. I much prefer being in the culture than in resort hotels and staying in big resorts. Yeah. It just doesn't really appeal to me.
Yeah, I would like to go to Cuba. Because of all the old cars and things.
Yeah.
I think it would be incredible to go to Cuba. So I think that's a place I'd like to go. But so if that is America, it's like, I think Cuba and Peru. Is Peru South America? Is it?
I don't know. I'm rubbish at
geography. I feel like it is, because it's the Amazons there, isn't it?
I used to bunk off geography. So
I feel like it's all like the South America. There's quite a lot of places in South America. I think I'd like to go, rather than America. I don't think there's anywhere else in America. Oh, there is actually. Colorado, they've got somewhere called Dinosaur Monument, and they're in the sides of the, like, rock and stuff. There's dinosaur fossils.
Wow.
So I'd love to do that. So Colorado for the Dinosaur Monument, and I think they've got incredible national parks.
I would like to go to the US. I've never been, but it wouldn't be high on my list, if you know what I mean.
No, because of the places, there are some incredible places, but a lot of it's like, you know, you go to New York, you've been to London, you're not really getting anything new other than angrier taxi drivers. LA, it's like, you know, the weather's beautiful, but everything's so far apart. And there's only like certain bits of it that are nice. So, yeah. You know, for me, it was work anyway. Vegas, Party Central, like it is what it is. But yeah, there's not, I think Colorado is the only place in America that I haven't been that I really want to go.
Yeah, like I said, I'd love to go, but it's not, it wouldn't be really high on my list.
No.
I've got a friend who's just driven across loads of it, and he's going back to drive across another massive part of it. And he was showing me some pictures. Like, he sent me a video of like seals, but it didn't look any different to where I live. So I was just like, well, I see that every day anyway. So
yeah.
And a couple of other beach pictures he sent me, and I was just like, but that's pretty much like where I live, so
yeah. I mean, if we had a sunny day like today, yeah, when we're indoors doing this,
yeah, so I'd like to do it, but I think there's so many other places I'd do before. Like, America would probably be one of the last places on the list I'd want to massively explore, really.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Transylvania.
Yes.
Like, over, like, Halloween. Oh, I lied. That is a place in America.
Salem. Yeah, we're trying to get to Salem.
And there's a shop called Blackcroft in Salem, which looks super cool. They've got this big witch hanging from the ceiling. It's like, have you been to Cyberdog in Camden for cyberpunks? But this is, like, a goth shop for horror people. And it's, but you know, it's like that kind of setup. So that is really cool. I'd love to go to Salem. That's on my list.
I'd like to go to Salem, actually. Yeah,
I think it's very commercial, but that's okay. It's like Halloween for, you know, you go for a few days into Halloween.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah. I think we should save up and go to Salem.
I think we should. I'd like to go to Japan. I'd love to see Japan. Love to see the culture and stuff there. Oh. I know someone who's just been, and some of his pictures were stunning. I'd love to, but you have to be very up on the culture, because they don't like you tipping and stuff like that. It's frowned upon out there. Okay. So I think it's something, you do have some culture things.
I think anywhere you go, you should read like what's
expected. Yeah, you should really. You should try, I think, and be respectful of other people's cultures.
And is it China? If you finish your food, they want to bring you more because they're not happy until you are full. Whereas in England, it's rude to not finish your food.
Yeah, I think it is China. But yeah, I'd love to go to Japan. I'd love to go to Singapore, because my mum used to live in Singapore, and she loved it there. So it's one of the cleanest places in the world.
Yeah, one of my friends lives out there, and they keep building villas in Bali, so she keeps me over to Bali and between the two.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, there's a photographer on my friend's list on Instagram, actually. We talk quite a lot, and he used to live in Singapore.
My parents used to fly there.
Yeah,
I might fly through there on the airlines when they were working, but I've never been.
No, I've never been. But my mum always used to tell me stories, so I'd like to go.
I'd love to go back to Australia. Like, I was born there, I don't remember anything. But I'd like to go, and I think it's so far, I'd want to go for like a good period of time. And I'd want to do Melbourne, and I'd want to do Sydney, and I would want to do Uluru.
Mm.
So I'd want to kind of go and see that. I don't have any, like, want to climb a bridge. I can just look at it. There's a picture of me when I was little and the opera house in the background, but obviously I just don't remember any of this. But I'd like to go, but then I just think, oh, it's like anywhere else, but it's warmer. So I don't like sharks. I mean, they're all right in their place. I don't want to, you know, go and get eaten by one. And I'm not really a fan of crocodiles that are near me, which I assume they're not everywhere.
I don't think they just hang out.
No, but I'm definitely not a fan of poisonous spiders. And
I'm not.
Those can be about. So I'm,
See, this is why I don't want to go to Australia.
And there's a lot of wildlife. There's snakes that can kill you. It's like, you don't have anything in England that can kill you.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of stuff out there out to get you.
Yeah, I mean, actually, people do get killed by cows sometimes, but what? Maybe they do.
Yeah, but it's not like a poisonous spider just under your toilet, so you're going to bite you in the ass.
No, but I do go on hikes. I have walked through many a field of cows. But I just try not to get too close. Unless they're sitting down, I think I can
I can get through before they get off and get me.
Yeah.
Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kinkwear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZoePage10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
Okay. Yeah, this is what puts me off as Australia, because I just think my luck stinks, and knowing my luck, I'm going to get...
But in South America, they've got like poison spiders and things, haven't they? And like, or you're in like,
yeah, true.
The Machu Picchu, I was once looking into, and they, you can do like an Amazon, little Amazon trek, and then Machu Picchu. And I'm like, oh, they've got anacondas, aren't they, in the Amazon?
Yeah, I think they have.
I'm getting this because I've seen an anaconda, so I don't know.
The thing is, as soon as you say an anaconda, this is just how
you're like, my child, anaconda don't
want none of this. You got buns, hun. Yeah, that's all that's playing in my head. It's just childish.
I was with you though.
Yeah,
I knew where you were.
You knew where my train of thought was going.
I always remember actually being at Angels once, and I had to go on stage, and Mark put that on for me.
I went on stage once because I said to the DJ, no, the DJ said to me once, you're a professional, you should be able to dance to anything. So I think I was moaning about my music. And I went, I can. So when I next went on stage, he put Bob the Builder on. And I was just not impressed.
Who was the DJ?
Alex. Well, there was loads of DJs, but that was the DJ that did it to me.
I can't remember the name.
It was Alex, wasn't there? There's Mark, Adam.
Yeah, but they weren't DJs, they were managers.
Well, yeah, pretty much. But they did used to do music. Well, everyone just did pretty much whatever. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark. Well, it was down to Mark for the reason the song got put on for me, to be honest. Oh, he said we can film at his house if we want.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, you might want to come and shoot here, because he does really interesting decor, and he's just finished decorating a new house. They keep doing houses and then selling and getting new ones and decorating, but all of his rooms will be themed. He used to have like a bar with all these crosses and Jesuses in it, and I was like, this is probably where I'm going to burn.
I was like,
why don't you tip all your crosses upside down? It will be better. But yeah, he's got some really cool rooms, so we can shoot there, everyone.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Massive tangent.
Yeah.
So we're going to Great Yarmouth.
Yeah, we're going to
Great Yarmouth. Sunny
Yarmouth. I was there a couple of weeks ago, but briefly it was like going home.
Where else?
That's not a holiday destination I haven't been to that I'd like to go to.
Yeah, no, really
not. It's not one I'd recommend.
No. I'm actually China as well as Japan.
Again, I love Chinese food actually, so maybe. Yeah, Chinese is my favourite takeaway.
I'd love to do China. Japan.
Not somewhere I've really ever fancied though.
I'm trying to think.
Thailand, I haven't been to. Thailand, Vietnam.
Oh, Thailand is amazing. I'd love to go back to Thailand.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, Thailand was amazing. I'd love to go back.
If either of us win the lottery, can we just go away for like a couple of years?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. So if I ring you up at any given time and just say, get your passport ready, that is code for, I've won the lottery, I'm coming to get you.
Okay.
I want to go to Belize because there's supposed to be some of the best scuba diving in the world in Belize. So I'd like...
I stay on the yacht.
So I would like to go scuba diving in Belize.
Where is Belize?
I think that's South America.
Is it? I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but that's some of the best scuba diving in the world. Mm. They've got this big... what they call the big blue hole that you can go scuba dive in. And so, yeah, I'd like to go. I'd like to scuba dive in Belize.
Even the Great Barrier Reef in my Australia tour, I wouldn't want to scuba dive. I just want to look. I guess you can't really see much from.
No, I do like a good scuba dive, though.
Yeah, oh, God, no.
I scuba dive once in, where was I? In the Maldives. And we went on, what they call a wall dive, because you're out in the middle of an ocean and you're in a bit of a coral growing like a wall. And we went diving there. So this bit is just the open ocean, which is quite scary, because when you look, you just can't see nothing. So if something was coming towards you, it would just come out of nowhere and you'd be like... And she did say, actually, when we went in, make sure you keep looking the other side, because sometimes big sharks and whales will come out and they'll just swim alongside you, which is a bit disconcerting. And you're swimming along the wall, and then there was a little cave within the wall. And when you went into this little cave, the fish were swimming upside down. Right. So I jokingly said when we got on the boat, is it because they think it's the bottom? Joking. And she went, that's exactly it. They don't know that's not the bottom of the sea. So they're upside, they're literally just swimming upside down.
But how?
Honestly, so because they're living in the cave, they assume the top of the cave is the bottom. So they're just swimming totally upside down.
Why don't you think the bottom of the cave is the bottom?
Because you've not got a bottom of a cave. You've just got like a little nook in a wall. So they think they're on the bottom of the ocean.
That's
totally
so
upside down. Honestly, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Because you were like, hang on, they're upside down. They're all upside down. It was the weirdest
That's
thing.
Really freaky.
Yeah. So I do love a little scuba dive. There's not many things that can clear and calm my head. But scuba diving does, for some reason. I think it's probably because you just can hear your breath when you're on the sea and you can't hear God.
Oh. No, I don't like the thought of that at all. Being underwater, where else would I like to go? I mean, I'd like to go on a safari. I'd love to see, I'd love to see, you know, animals in the wild. I know that, like, again, I don't know how safe these places are, but I'd love to go and see, like, you know, elephants and rhinos and lions.
I went to, this probably should have been in my travel stories podcast. I went to a resort. So I got invited to a wedding in South Africa. And they got married in a place, a little village called Franschhoek, which was beautiful. And they had like drinks on a vineyard, which was the most amazing thing. And then after their wedding, we all got invited to go on safari because her parents owned the hotel and it's called the Royal Malwane, I think. Now, it's in the middle of a safari park. So they do tell you, be careful leaving your windows open because monkeys will come in and steal your stuff. And when you're in your room, you can hear them running across. Mm. And when you go to dinner at night, you have to be escorted back by an armed guard because sometimes there will just be lions and stuff laying in the walkway. Mm. And if there is, you just have to turn around and wait for him to move before you can go back to your room. And sometimes you get up in the morning, when you got up for breakfast, there'd be elephants just drinking out of the pool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we went on safaris two or three times. And we saw the big five, so I've seen elephants and cheetahs and lions and a black rhino, a white rhino. I think it's the black one that's really endangered now. Mm. So I've seen
all of them's like meant to be extinct, isn't it? Like they can't breed anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how they'll do it.
So yeah, I would wholeheartedly recommend it. It's the most amazing thing, seeing these things.
Yeah.
Because you can't comprehend, in my opinion, how big something is until it's sitting right next to you. And you're like, that's actually huge.
Yeah, and it's sad, like I've seen them, but I've seen them in the zoo and that's really sad.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't go to zoo now, but like...
I refuse to go to zoo.
Yeah, and I understand that like there are breeding programs so where the things are becoming endangered, they are breeding and they're sending the animals to other zoos to like, you know, to keep the lions going. So I understand that there is that part behind it, there's the conservation part of zoos, but still... It's not fair for that animal to be like, why me? Why am I the one stuck in the thing? Although at the same time, all animals really want is food, shelter, like they don't really want for stuff. So actually, maybe if I was in a zoo and people just brought me food and I was warm and I was happy, I might be all right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, I don't know, but I just don't think it's right.
I think they should. No, I don't think it's right. I think if you've got an animal that likes to roam massive places, I can't see that it's nice to be in a cave. It's like that someone tried telling me once that whales in SeaWorld, killer whales in SeaWorld, were happy, and I was like, you cannot, there's nothing you can say that will make me agree.
The killer whales at SeaWorld are bigger than actually the tank that the whales are in, and then you think, well, they should be in a whole ocean. They should have the run of the sea.
Exactly.
What do you do if it were a whale? The swim of the sea.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So how can you tell me that a little pool is better than the whole ocean? Like,
no way. Another place I'd love to go is India. So I've been to Pakistan, but I was young, so I didn't, you know, I we did stuff. I can't remember everything. But India, because I imagine, like, I just imagine it's very rich in colour and the foods and, like, the markets. I think I'd really enjoy
that. So that's one place I'm not that fussed about. And I had a friend, and her husband was Indian, so she used to go a lot. But she always used to get ill with the food. Like,
I've got quite an iron stomach apart from that one time in Amsterdam with the oysters. But,
yeah, it's so quite good. Yeah, I mean, you might be all right.
Well, actually, that one time in Pakistan as well with the food. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you have to be really careful. But I think when something's curried and it's so hot, you're kind of worried.
I think I'd like to experience the food, like, cooked there right in front of you, how they actually cook it.
Patties, like, straight out of the...
Like, how they actually cook it. But I'm not... I don't know. I probably would, because if I was travelling the world, I would... In my opinion, I'm,
have to go everywhere.
I want to travel the world. Yeah, I want to go everywhere, because it's a shame not to. But again, it probably would be lower down on my list, closer to America than up the top, I think.
No, I think it's somewhere I'd really like to go. Just imagine there's lots of culture, lots of...
Oh, definitely.
History.
Yeah, I definitely reckon there's a lot of culture and history, and which I do like, which is, you know, it's nice to go somewhere and take in all the history and the culture of the place, isn't it, and immerse yourself in.
And then bringing it sort of closer, so we've talked about all of the, like, you know, far away exotic places, but in lockdown, I mean, I've lived in England for most of my life, and I haven't travelled much of England. Norwich, London, I've been... to the north, because I've had family there, but I've never, like, really gone on trips and stuff in England. It was never something we did. But in lockdown, when we were allowed to meet people outside, I know you weren't supposed to go very far, but me and my friends would be like, right, let's meet somewhere, National Trust car park, park the car, go on a hike. And we did hikes in places. So, you know, even things like Surrey, not to go on holiday, but, like, I've seen, you know, amazing places, like amazing countryside and, like, hills and, like, beautiful places. And then we ended up coming out of lockdown, but hotels, I think you still couldn't have, but we ended up going camping in Dorset and doing the Jurassic Coast, which is absolutely stunning. And we went to Wales and we did this, like, Senneth Falls. I don't even know where we were in Wales, but Senneth Falls was a waterfall, I remember, and doing, like, amazing hikes there. And I've done York and I've done Whitby.
Yeah.
And, like, all of these places I never would have gone to. And even now, when I'm filming somewhere, I was filming in Leicester a while ago, and I was like, well, let me just look and see what good hikes are around Leicester. Let me, you know, and I'm exploring all these places in England, and there's some beautiful places.
Oh, there's some amazing places.
In Cambridge, I did an amazing walk, and it's like,
yeah,
we've got a lot of history, and I love that about England. And I think, you know, not just in London, but all over, like, you know.
When I did a tour of Scotland, I didn't get out that much because we worked near enough every day. But the time I did get out and explore, that was beautiful. I'd love to go travel to Scotland. I'd like to do the Fortune 500 up in Scotland.
I think we might be doing that. And my friend said he might do it.
Yeah, so. My neighbour has just done it. I'd love to do it. I mean, it's a beautiful place up there.
I said I'll do it if we can climb Ben Nevis as part of it, because I've done Snowdon in Wales and I've done Scafell. So I've done the highest mountain in Wales, highest one in England, and I haven't done Ben Nevis, so that's on my to-do list.
Nice. That'd be good, yeah.
But yeah, is there any places in the UK then that you haven't been and you would like to go?
I'd like to go back to Scotland and do the Fortune 500. That I would say would be high on my list.
Yeah.
And, like, Lake Windermere.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
I haven't done Stonehenge. I've done Avebury.
I've driven past Stonehenge several times.
I've never seen it. I've never driven past it.
Oh, yeah. I've been past it several times. I've never actually stopped there.
And I remember the National Trust, so I can go for free, but I know to get right up to the stones, you still can't. You can do a thing where you book, and it's like, I think it's 50 quid or something, but it's like 6 in the morning, they can take you to the stones. But I think if I'm going to go, I'll do that, it's worth it to, like, actually get up to them. I've never done Glastonbury. And
I was then going to say to you, have you been to Glastonbury yourself?
I'm planning to go with my mum at some point. I've never been. I don't, obviously not for the festival. I'm not that kind of person.
You will love it.
Yeah, I imagine.
I went all the way down to Truro for a burlesque event. We took over a whole burlesque club in there. And then on the way back, we camped and then we drove through and stayed in Glastonbury. And the Glastonbury village was lovely and amazing. Yeah. I think you would
really
love it.
Did you do all the wells and stuff.
No, we didn't have time to do all that. Okay. But I do think you'd really like it. Just even the vibe of the village.
I am planning on going. Once I sell my place and I'm settle myself somewhere, that's like a trip that I want to do.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to Glastonbury actually. It was a really cool place.
Yeah, I'd like to do a bit more Cornwall. So I've only done Bude, and that was when I was at school. We did this Adventure International Week. Like, you know what I'm like. So I'm all for hikes and climbing over stuff and doing, you know, I'm outdoors in that sense, but I'm not into heights and I'm not into like getting in the sea. Like, I will swim up to like my waist and whatever, but it was like abseiling and rock climbing, and the canoeing was okay. The salt course I actually quite liked, but it was this adventure holiday, which for me is because they were getting up at 6 a.m. You had the choice of getting in the freezing cold sea pool with jellyfish or going for a run on the cliffs, and I didn't used to run then, so I was like, why am I doing this? I think there's all kinds of things that I'm like, why did I pick this? But at the same time, I've been, but I'd love to go to like down to Newquay. I'd love to see more of Cornwall, I think.
Yeah, when I went down to Cornwall last year for a modelling tour, we were in a tiny little village, and that was stunning. I'd love to get back there and explore around there. That's kind of what it's called now. But that was really nice. So yeah, there's definitely loads of places in the UK itself that are just stunning.
And I haven't done Rookie Hole, and you mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
So is that Somerset? Mm. And I was looking to see how far that was from Glastonbury. I was like, how can I make this a kind of trip? Mm. I might even do it next summer. I might do it as like, you know, a week and like do one bit of another bit. Because if I'm going to be living right in the North of England, so for me to come all the way south, it's like I may as well do all of it at once.
Yeah.
Make it a thing.
Make it a tour, yeah.
And I'm moved in the north, I've done quite a bit of, like I've done Newcastle, Durham, but Northumberland would have some amazing hikes. And
yeah,
I want to do Hadrian's Wall again, which I did on a school trip, but I'd love to do that properly.
Nice, yeah.
Lots of adventure potential. Yeah. And more of Scotland.
Definitely more Scotland.
The fairy pools and...
Mm. Scotland's stunning, yeah.
Yes. I think that's a list of places that...
Everywhere, basically.
Everywhere. We want to go everywhere.
We just want to go everywhere and travel the world.
Yeah.
And then get stranded on a desert island.
Oh, no. Yeah. And we'll have learned loads of tips and tricks from our travels.
Yes, we'll be fine. We'll be actually fine. And when people come to save us, we'll be guide.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you... Well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.